Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about how to align your career ambition with your life's vision. Just so you know, it took me 23 years after graduating college to find my right work. And even with that, it's not been an easy road to go. However, the one thing I can share with you is that because I do what I love what I do, I truly care about making this world better for my having been here using the tools, techniques, knowledge, inspiration from others, and all the learning that I do in the different areas that I'm seriously interested in, which has everything to do with health and well-being, diet, meaning nutrition. It has to do with health in terms of the physical health, the mental health, increased activity that is fun to do, having great environments in which to live and work, and great relationships are also very important. And because our work is such an important part of our life, not just because we spend a lot of time doing it, some people up to 80, 100 hours a week if you are a medical intern, at least for now, down to the part-time worker who's frustrated because I can't find a regular job that pays a decent wage based on the living standards that we have wherever you may be living, especially because our money doesn't go as far as it once used to due to this lovely inflation that we're dealing with. Let me tell you, there's a few different ways that you can look at this whole idea of work and life vision. And I want to share with you that because I was raised by a man who was self-determined to become a dentist from the time he was 5 years old, even though he came from a very poor background. His father died when he was 12 years old. And my dad started a shoeshine business to bring money into the household for his mom and his two older sisters. So he was always self-employed until he was forced to go to the army for World War II, which he never spoke about. And the man never would camp after that. He said he did enough camping in that year in the army to last him a lifetime. He was a man who enjoyed the better things in life, having come from an impoverished background, being raised in a two-bedroom apartment with the three of them and his mom. At his side, I learned what mattered in life, especially in life of work. And a lot of it comes down to realizing why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Having a purpose of fulfillment. For my father, it was really the intersection of art and science that he loved about dentistry. And being able to help people to feel better about themselves by making really nice smiles and helping them with their health issues. And by his side, I learned what was important in terms of choosing, in my case, clients, because I don't have a medical degree, patients in his case, because he was a dentist with a medical degree, a DMD to be specific, dental medical doctor that stands for. I realized that when one works for themselves, you control your own schedule. You can control where you work from. There's many things that you can control about your life. However, it's not all easy because as time changes, as things certainly did after 2008, in many ways, with the loss in the economy of real money, employers really shifted things a whole lot, not necessarily to our benefit. Your bullies and what color is Your Parachute speaks very firmly about the fact that job hunters haven't changed. They're still sending out resumes. They're trying to get jobs the old-fashioned way. The thing that has changed is the employers. When times are in their favor and there's a lot of people looking for jobs, it's very easy for them to rule out people rather than find the people that they need in their businesses to help them operate better. It's made it much more difficult for people looking for jobs because the employers are really looking for ways to rule you out of being hired versus ruling you in as a new hire. There's some interesting statistics in this book that are very helpful to you in terms of figuring out what you would like to do in terms of being able to live your vision for your life. As of the 2017 edition of this book, you may find it interesting to note some of these statistics because it will explain many things for you. For 18 to 24-year-olds, 69% of those jobs lasted less than a year. 93% lasted less than 5 years. For those who were 40 to 48 years old, 32% of those jobs lasted less than a year. 69% lasted less than 5 years. The job market has changed dramatically since 2008. Full-time jobs, which are normally defined as working more than 35 hours a week, are getting harder and harder to find. The people who really want work, full-time work, total 6,600,000 currently. Because of the difficulty of finding jobs and having them last for any length of time, job hunters have really defined what they're looking for. Some people are looking for shorter types of jobs like contract work, working on projects. Other people are just doing temp jobs or part-time jobs. Not that they really want them, but this is what they can do. And other people have gone into freelancing, contract work, consultation, becoming consultants, which was actually made famous by Daniel Pink in his 2001 book, Free Agent Nation, How America's New Independent Workers Are Transforming the Way We Live. Part-time workers in the U.S. totaled 26,472,000 as this book was being written. That's 17.8% of all those employed at that point. It's predicted that by 2020, the number of part-timers, temp workers, free agents, freelancers, whatever you want to call them, will number 60 million, or 40% of the U.S. workforce. There are already 53 million freelancers in the U.S. as this book was written. And the main reason for this is because employers want to keep their costs down. There's so much competition with the online economy, and then you have a global economy on top of it. So they realize that with part-timers, they don't have to pay any benefits. They don't have to grant paid vacation time. And 20 to 30% of those employed by the Fortune 100 now have short-term jobs, either as independent contractors or as temp workers. It's predicted to rise to 50% during the next 8 years. Employers in the IT industry are increasingly hiring someone just until a project's completed. And even where people are generally hired allegedly for longer periods, employers are much more ready to cut their size of the workforce just as soon as things start to even begin to look a bit tough. Almost two-thirds of American households earn less money today than they did in 2002. So if you're feeling pressed financially-wise, it's not in your mind, it's a fact. Economists say that a decent middle-class job should be stable, dependable job that pays between $40,000 to $80,000, depending on where you live. I say if you live here in California, you need more like $100,000, especially if you're trying to raise a family, because housing is so freaking expensive out here. You can get a condominium, if you're lucky, for $500,000. Rent, generally speaking, if you're going to get your own one-bedroom, is going to be $1,100 to $1,500 a month. And sometimes the best way to do things if you're a single person is just to have a roommate. And if you're in a city, it's going to be even more expensive than that. The health sector will offer 21 million jobs by 2022 because of all the people who are living longer and having health issues. Other jobs are vanishing. All jobs are being reimagined. And this is what I would really like to bring to your consciousness. The way things were being done, they're not working anymore. If you're looking to be happy and live your life's vision, you need to reimagine the way that you want your work life to work. For me, I can remember as if it was yesterday, I was in front of a dryer trying to fold this stupid king-size sheet. I'm all 5 feet tall. My arm span is not that large. Trying to do a king-size sheet by myself is like not impossible. I always had to get help. And the client that I had was really particular about this stupid thing. She wanted it folded just right. So I'm thinking, what am I doing here? What can I do in order to create something better for myself? I had learned a lot about nursing. I had dropped out of nursing school. I just didn't like the attitude of the nursing instructors I had. They were depressed. They were unhealthy. They're eating unhealthy foods. Some of them were smoking. They would be angry with us and also the patients, especially when we're doing our rounds at Cambridge Hospital at the time. It really was not fun. It wasn't fun at all. And frankly, even back then, and this is going back to 1997 to 1999 when I was taking these courses, it was really clear to me that these instructors were really, really unhappy people. And I didn't want to be unhappy. And I certainly don't want to lose my heart, nor did I want to lose myself or get really sick, because at that time I had not gotten rid of the manic depression yet. I was still very much chemically stabilized. I was doing okay. But with too much stress, I could get really depressed or get really hypomanic, and I didn't really need that in my life. And I certainly wasn't going to let these instructors send me to a mental hospital because they were so hard on me. I was working 50 hours a week to pay my way through school, and the bullshit I had to deal with was unbelievable. However, this is true of anyone who goes into healthcare in a conventional way. In fact, now, unfortunately, the medical students, we are losing 400 of them on average every year because of the stress and strain of how they're being treated by their teaching professors, by the residency programs that they have to do, where they have to do 80 to 100 hours. Somehow the programs are figuring out ways to have them work more hours, and you wonder why you have more medical mistakes happening, which is leading to death. It's just a crazy situation. And the doctors, they're leaving the practice, and many of them are suiciding themselves. Again, it's like 400 a year. And then we have people who are finding other ways to make a living leaving the medical field because they can't make an income even though they love what they do. There's some who are transitioning to creating their own self-pay programs and doing self-insurance for their clientele so that they can keep their patients and not be forced to spend only 5 to 7 minutes with their patients because you can't do good medicine in that period of time. I'm just telling you to give you an idea of how, you know, when my dad came into dentistry, he owned his own business. He was able to get his insurance reimbursements for the people who had the insurance through their workplaces. He was able to get a decent reimbursement from Medicaid and Medicare at that time. And he had a really good practice going on. And that is what we need to know we can do in our lives. We need to be able to know that we can do work that's meaningful to us, where we're living our purpose, we're feeling fulfilled, in doing something that truly is interesting and creative in most cases. So I really want you to think about these things because times have changed, and I'd like you to think about what you need to do. When I talk to young kids, I'm talking about high school, college kids, I tell them the most important skill sets they need: marketing, sales, and internet sales training. This is what they need to know. They need to know how to work on the internet, how to build their own businesses on the internet, how to work on the internet, because that is the way of the future. People are not being hired by big businesses anymore. They just aren't. That's what I was going through, what color is my parachute, in order to help you understand that. Yes, there are jobs out there. However, why work someone else's schedule, make someone else wealthy when you can do it on your own? I mean, if you're the kind of person who feels like you need to have that every 2 week paycheck or whatever, by all means, go in that direction. But what I am telling you is that you need to figure out what is the right thing for you to be doing, especially if you're going to work for somebody else. So the first thing that I want you to understand is that you need to understand your day-to-day routine. Are you an early bird person? I'm not. But there's a lot of people who have practically their whole day done by 2 o'clock in the afternoon because they wake up really early in the morning and they just get it all done, including their morning rituals, which for me would be self-hypnosis, gratituding, journaling, and reading and podcasts. These are all important for me, but you might have your own morning rituals to help you get grounded. Some people will wake up at 5:30 in the morning to hit the health club to get their exercising after they do their morning rituals. You need to figure out what it is that's important to you. You need to have support system of like-minded people in order to have the lifestyle that you'd like to have. So for me, I am really a person who's got a lot of visionary ideas of things that I want to do. I apply things that people are doing in normal ways with hypnosis, NLP. A lot of people are doing weight loss, they're doing stress control. Some of them are doing executive coaching. There's different things that they're doing with it. For me, I find some application that is generally mental health oriented. Now I'm getting more into medical health stuff with the diabetes reversing and applying my hypnosis to that. And in my case, it's been specifically with kids 10 to 19 years old and inviting their family members to create the environment they need to heal. This is my thing that I'm beginning to do. You need to figure out what you want to do. And it really is based on your interest, those things that you find self-motivating, and those things that you yearn to do. Like for me with the hypnosis, I really wanted to travel the world, and I've been able to travel the world doing my work, both in my trainings to New Zealand and Australia, and I came out to the West Coast so many times I ended up wanting to move here. That's why I moved here. So I came back and forth, I don't know, probably 10 times in a period of 4 years, 5 years, something like that. And I also was able to go to Africa on two different business trips, really bringing this work to the third world. One was a very nicely paid venture, working with a suicidal Nairobian teenager at that time. He's now 24 and doing very well. And the other was doing a non-anesthetic pain control product that one of my mentees created, actually, with my help, using hypnotic mantra, as he called it, because it really was only about maybe 15 words long, so it wasn't really an induction as such, but saying that thing over and over again as the woman was contracting and working with the stress ball and the scent involved, it really did work. It was wonderful. So I've been able to do these wonderful things. So what are the things that are important to you for you to feel like you have something you're doing on a day-to-day basis that really lights you up? Do you want to travel a lot, or do you want to travel a little? Where do you want to travel? Or do you want to just stay at, do you want to work in an office, or do you want to work at home? Do you want to have employees, or do you want to be an employee? Do you have a vision? Are you leadership quality? Do you have ideas that people will want to come aboard and help you to fulfill? Because if you have new visionary ideas, nobody does any of this stuff by their own. I talked about my tech guy. Without him, I would have been screwed years and years ago. He helps me with all kinds of stuff, from putting together the podcast, to getting my books formatted, to keeping the programs running on the website, anything and everything tech. He helps me with all of that stuff. Without him, I would be totally screwed. I have mentors that I have employed over the years. I have people who help me with financial stuff when I'm having a hard time getting stuff together, because as a self-employed person, things do change. As I'm telling you, the medical profession is changing. We have to change, and I'm changing alongside it. And because of that change, I need people to help me as I'm transferring from one-on-one work to doing group work and doing mentorship programs for a year or longer with special people who are interested in doing those things that I can teach them how to do. I have people who really are interested in the stuff that I do, who might like to learn how to do this stuff as a mentee. I've done that work in the past. So there's different ways to go about it. So you need to figure out what it is that really drives you. What are the drivers in life? I mean, for me, it's travel and doing creativity. Oh my God, I love creating things, be it books or podcasts or even new programs. Going in with a new person who is a total challenge, like when I did the transgender thing, I need to do a chapter for my consultant in that particular case history that I have, the transgender. And she's actually writing a book on it, Jackie Hamilton. And I will be putting something in there for her, and I just look forward to doing that. I already wrote a weblog about it, but obviously she needs different things that I need to pull out for her. So I promised her that, so I need to get that done. But that's a whole other thing. So when you're able to work with partnerships and to be able to call on people to help you when you need help and guidance, and you can turn it into something where they're creating something, you can have a piece of that, how beautiful is that? So partnerships are like really important, and having people who really believe in your work and are able to help you with that stuff is super, super duper important. What are the skills that you need to have in order to do this? I mean, my God, but hypnosis is not just learning how to do podcasting or blogs and being able to go out there speaking and figure out sponsorships and having someone help me learn how to do that so I can do these incredibly informative and fun, expensive programs for the groups, and to get my books out there in print at long last. There's so many things to learn. What are the things that you need to learn in order to do that thing that you really want to do? To better help you to figure out what it is that you need to be doing, I'm going to be doing an induction with you, which means you need to be in a safe place where you are not operating any heavy equipment, including a car. If you are driving, come back and do it later. So what I want you to do now, actually, is I want you to just take a few moments and just get quiet for a moment. And I want you just to sit or rest in your bed or wherever you are and have your legs and arms uncrossed, please, because I'm going to do a little bit of an induction with you so that you can get a handle on maybe where you'd like to go. This will be really fun for you. So you can pause this for a few moments while you get yourself situated and then come back when you're ready to come back. Great. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Hold it. Exhale. Take another nice deep breath in. Hold. Exhale. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to concentrate your eyes on a spot that's higher than eye level. And I'd like you to concentrate it to the point where your eyes get so tired they start blinking. And when they start blinking, I want you just to close them slowly. Great. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and I would like you to go ahead and just take your hands and put them on your thighs. And what you're going to do is, as I say the words deeper, deeper, relaxed, you're just going to gently press down on your thighs. So here we go. In a moment, I'm going to give you this suggestion. What I would like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and press down on your thighs, going deeply, relax, press down again, deeply, relax, one last time, deeply relaxed. Now what I want you to do is I'd like you to do it again. Go deeply, press down on your thighs, relaxed, again, deeply relaxed, pressing down on your thighs for the last time, deeply relaxed, pressing gently on your thighs. Great. Now what I would like you to do is I'd like you to imagine a staircase floating in the sky, its spiral in shape, 10 steps. With each step we go down, you're going to allow yourself to get deeper relaxed. In fact, you're going to double your relaxation from head to foot with each step we go down together. Go ahead and get that beautiful staircase made of marble or wood, beautifully carved in your imagination right now. Perfect. We're going to go down these steps together. And as we do so, you're going to double your relaxation, top of your head to your feet. Each step we go down, starting at the 10th step, to the 9th, to the 8th, to the 7th, deeper, deeper, relaxed, to the 6th, to the 5th. Feeling totally in control, serene, feeling totally at peace inside and out, feeling lovely. 4, 3, 2, deeper, deeper, down, 1, Step 0, I'd like you to bring yourself to that beautiful place inside yourself where it's calm and beautiful, and just relax there for a few moments. Great, now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go imagine yourself in a beautiful place, like near the water. And I'd like you to notice how the sun creates glistening stars of light on the water as it's being reflected. And with each of the stars of reflection that you see there on the water, I'd like you to bring up those aspects of your life that you want to bring to your workplace. The things that you enjoy doing, the things that really fulfill you, the things that you totally enjoy, the things that you're interested in, the things you feel of purpose. You're going to do that right now until I tell you to do otherwise. 1, 2, 3. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take a deep breath in, exhale. And now what I want you to do is I want you to go take those things that you realize, those attributes of a job that are really meaningful to you, and I want you to just go into the future, maybe 6 months from now, and I want you to notice what it is that you're doing out there in the future, because something's going to show up for you. We're going to do that at the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three. Great. Now, I would like you to take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Now, I want you to start out in the future, where you saw what you were doing, in work that you really enjoy doing. And I want you to go backwards and figure out the things that you need to do in order to allow yourself to be able to bring that into your future. And the way that you do that is, you just start out there in the future and you bring it back to the present. And you're going to learn, as you do this, the skills, the education, the various things that you need in order to make that your reality. So you're going to go ahead and do that now at the count of three. One, two, three. Now, I want you to take a nice deep breath in again. Exhale. And I want you to now thank your unconscious mind for doing this process with you. I'd like you to open your eyes and come back in the room. And I want you to grab whatever you have available and write down the things that you learned about what it would take for you to create your life vision in terms of your career path and the work that you'll be doing. And then you're going to move forward and do these things. Because it's like this. If you have something that really rocks your boat, that you feel really, really motivated to do, guess what? You're going to do it. However, it's really hard to do that if you feel totally stuck and you don't know where to go. But now your unconscious mind has just helped you to unblock that. And if you need to listen to this again in order to do it again, by all means, it's here. Use it. Use it as many times as you need, so that you can figure out for yourself what it is you need to do in order to align yourself with your career ambition, so you can live your life's vision. Because this is the deal. Our life is only going to be as happy and fulfilled as we allow it to be, doing those things with our life's energy that are meaningful to us, that make us feel creative and purposeful. And I can tell you this too. These are the things that got me through the really hard times that I had to live through since my divorce, when finances were really, really hard. And through this change now, of needing to move from one-on-one work to group work, which is okay because that's really what I should have been doing years ago. I just wasn't kicked hard enough to make that happen. But now I'm making that happen, and that's a really, really good thing because I'll be able to help a whole lot more people. And for you, it's the same thing in your own way. Maybe you're stuck doing stuff you don't really enjoy, or maybe it's just a matter that you're burned out of the work that you're doing, or maybe it's a matter that you just want to change, or maybe it's just that you're kind of fearful because you didn't have the knowledge or the way to figure out how to do stuff that would really matter to you. And you didn't want to trade one dead-end job with another dead-end job, and that's totally understandable. Well, now you have the tools to make that happen for yourself. Now I'd like to change subjects for a moment and talk about this wonderful group program I am doing for diabetic youth aged 10 to 19, including their parents. Look, children do not make up the decisions as to what kinds of foods are allowed into their household and what they're going to be fed for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's based on whatever is in the house, generally speaking. And so we need an environment that's healthy for the kids, for them to be able to make practical choices. But one of the other things that's really hard is to do this from the logic or the rational mind, otherwise known as the conscious mind, is really hard. That's why most people do not stick with so-called diets. They don't stick to their exercise routines. They don't stick to their finances, whatever their area of stuckedness is, because the conscious mind sucks at that. You really need to work the conscious mind with the unconscious mind, bringing them together and program the mind for success. And that's what this program is going to do. In terms of dietary changes, they're going to get all kinds of recipes and menus. They're going to get all kinds of information on how to increase activity in fun, enthusiastic ways, doing family-organized things. Because, again, when we're in an environment that we feel loved and taken care of and we're having fun, things become a lot easier, don't they? That program, we're moving the date on it. I don't have the exact date yet, but I'll let you know as soon as I do. In the meantime, if you're interested, please give me a call at 781-315-1719. There's going to be very limited seating. I want to make sure that everybody gets the attention that they need because this is a very serious issue. If we don't get these kids' diabetes under control, this is for type 2 diabetes only, they're going to have shorter lives because of the systemic issues that arise because of diabetes and because taking care of sugar levels is only a piece of what needs to happen in terms of really reversing it. The second program I'm going to be running is one for healthcare professionals who are burned out and need to find their way back to their own lives so that they can take care of themselves. I was reading a very interesting post in Dr. Kevin, MD, a couple days ago where one of the writers wrote in about the distress that so many medical, in this case physicians, are dealing with because they have so little time with their patients. They're not taking care of themselves. They're not eating healthy food. They're not exercising. They have no time to do the things that matter to them. And for many of them, they're not making an income that's worthy of the amount of hours they're putting into their work as doctors. This program is for all professional health caregivers, however, not just for doctors, because we're all feeling it. This is why I have to change my entire program over. And that's okay, because I can help you with the hypnosis and the neurolinguistics to help you get to where you want to go, to figure out what will work for you if you want to stay in healthcare, or if you just need to morph it a little bit to make your practice be something that stands out for yourself in a way that's healthier for you to deliver to your patients, or maybe to find something else, related, not related, whatever it is, while helping you to let go of the traumas and the drama that got you into the situation in the first place. Because I know that your heart and your soul was where you were coming from when you got into the healthcare profession. I know that because I'm one of you. And we want that back in your life so you can own your life and own your time and create the income that you are worthy of given your professional education and experience. So again, if you're interested in that program, give me a call at 781-315-1719. So I can give you more information about that and see if this is something that would be something that you'd be interested in doing to help you get unstuck with the multiple avenues that we have to address the situation to help you totally get unstuck and free. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.